I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Parents are charged to make many decisions when it comes to raising their children, but some parents in Iran are faced with a particularly difficult decision regarding their child's education. It's time to pray for wisdom. And sometimes making the difference in a child's life is very simple. We'll invite you to join in a Christmas initiative for children in Russia. Find your cause today on Mission Network News. Christian parents in two Iranian cities will have to make a difficult decision concerning the education of their children. Recently, these two cities ruled that children of the Church of Iran denomination must leave school if they refuse to study Shia Islam. This decision voids a constitutional promise to provide free education for all children through secondary school, and also ends a previous understanding allowing Christian students to opt out of Islam-focused study for an alternative curriculum. Greg Musselman of Voice of the Martyrs, Canada.
So now these parents will have to make a decision. If they keep their children in school and the way things currently are, they will have to be taught Islamic education as well.
But what's the motivation behind this recent decision? Musselman believes it's a response to the growth of the gospel in Iran.
Many Iranians are coming to faith in Jesus Christ, and that's causing alarm amongst especially those that are more conservative or hardline in their Islamic faith.
So we can be praying for this decision to be reversed. We can also be praying for believers in Iran to stay strong and encouraged that the church is growing.
From that perspective, we pray that, the gospel continues to get into Iran and people have an opportunity to hear from themselves the good news of Jesus Christ.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Christmas is 87 days away in the United States, which means Slavic Gospel Association is in its final preparation stages for Emmanuel's Child. Emmanuel's Child is SGA's Christmas ministry that focuses on reaching children with the gospel. It works by financially enabling local SGA-supported churches to minister in their communities. SGA's president, Michael Johnson.
$25 helps you to share, provide one child with children's Bible and Christian literature, special Christmas present, and then resources that help the churches to follow up with the families in their communities and the children in their communities to invite them back to church.
Emmanuel's Child is currently in 11 countries, including Russia, and while there's been an opportunity for this ministry for years, things are changing.
The store's starting to close a little bit right now, and we got to be concerned about that, so we need to pray that God would protect the believers in those countries, but also pray for Christmas, that the churches and the church planters and the evangelists over there will have more and more opportunities to share the gospel with the people in their communities, and that hearts might continue to be open and people might come to a saving faith in Christ, and that we can, through this program, we can reach as many people as possible.
Watch for more details on how you can get involved at missionnews.org. And here's another Christmas opportunity. Orphan children in Russia often experience hopelessness. For them, even the smallest act of kindness can be life-changing. Through SOAR International's Stuff a Stocking program, you can not only meet these children's physical needs, but introduce them to a hope that lasts forever. SOAR's Joanna Mangione.
The stockings are $35, and that covers everything that goes into those stockings, which is hygiene items and school supplies and some toys and some snacks. And then for an extra $5, you can include or sponsor, because every stocking includes a Bible, but you can help with sponsoring those Bibles by adding another $5 to your donation, your sponsorship.
A team with SOAR will then deliver these stockings to children in time for Russia's Christmas on January 7. Mangione asked that you keep the children in your prayers, that they'd be prepared to hear the good news.
Pray for each child who received these stockings, that God would be preparing their hearts right now. These kids will receive their own Bible. They will get the Word of God in their hands. They will also hear the gospel. And so just be praying for their hearts to be softened and ready and willing to hear the Word.
And if this sounds like something you'd like to get involved in, there are multiple ways you can take part by attending a trip or giving financially. We'll tell you how at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Transworld Radio is offering a free booklet called Stories of Hope that lets you glimpse inside lives transformed by God's fingerprints. Get yours at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.